Ghosts and Police. I am writing this article a few days before Halloween. Most articles on truth facts are written about a month ahead of publication, with an occasional exception. In keeping with the spirit of Halloween, here is another paranormal article, even if it is a little late for the holiday. A policeman in a small town in Massachusetts said he saw a ghost, and it was at a pub. He entered the pub with his partner and went upstairs. They had checked out the first floor and there was no problem. They were worried because the door to the pub was open when they got there. The building had old locked apartments on the top floor, and they began to check the doors, and one was unlocked. When they opened it, they saw the ghost of a young girl. When they checked that out, they found the young girl had been killed by a train in 1863. When they were leaving, they saw the silhouette of a girl by the window watching them. Many people in the town have seen strange things going on in the pub. This is a story about a policeman who was patrolling on a snowy day through his small town. He was passing all the houses and eventually passed one home which had been abandoned for years. He continued his patrol driving through the town, and when he reached the end, he turned around and drove back. When he reached the abandoned house, he noticed the door was now open. He drove up to the house and could see there was no footprints in the snow. When he entered the house, he could hear children's voices coming from upstairs. He went up the stairs and found no children, but laying on the floor was a page ripped out of a children's book with a picture of a policeman on the page. Several police officers saw some very strange things while sorting through the rubble of the World Trade Center attack. One policeman said he saw a woman dressed in black wearing clothing which looked like it was from the 1940s, but when he would strain to get a better look, she would disappear. There was also cases of shadow people and dark masses. There is a home in Indiana which even the police say is haunted. It had been rented, but the family moved out after terrifying events such as footprints, invisible friends, a child walking backward up a wall in front of the family, a nurse and case manager. The police distributed a photo of the empty house which shows a ghost standing inside by the storm door. Once the family moved out, that seemed to be the end of the paranormal events. There is a story about a police station in Chicago which was said to be haunted. It is among several in Chicago that this is said about. A story about it was published in 1898 in the local paper. It stated a police sergeant was sitting at his desk one night when a ghost walked by him and brushed against his cheek. It then vanished in thin air without a sound. This was not the end of strange sightings at the police station. A night operator at the station saw the ghost of an old man walk by which drove his dog wild. About a month later, a ghost was seen reading a paper. It then stood up and disappeared. The station continued to get ghostly visitors about once a month. One policeman was awakened by a ghost who put its hand on him, said something in his ear, and then disappeared. There are more strange encounters by police on patrol than one would think. One officer was called to a home where an old woman told the officer her son was on drugs and told her he couldn't enter his room because an old man in a World War II uniform was hanging from the ceiling. The officer went in and nothing was there. A veteran policeman arrived, and when he was told the story, he said years ago he was there because an old man in a World War II uniform hanged himself in that room. A policeman was on night duty at the police station and monitoring all the cameras around the property. As he watched, he noticed a ghostly figure in the parking area. That area is protected by a high fence and gate. There are also alarms that go off if anyone gets into that area. Nothing went off that night. The figure seemed to walk right through the fence. A former policewoman and former FBI agent was sent to the area where United Airlines Flight 93 crashed. She claims she saw something which changed her life, and that was legions of angels guarding the site of the crash. She didn't see any bodies. She kept this a secret, not wanting to be called crazy and relieved of duty. A policeman was working a side job of night security in a theater. He was not a believer in the paranormal. One night while on night watch duty, he started seeing dark shadows moving through walls. Doors started to open by themselves and slam shut. He then started to hear voices while the theater was empty and music, and on one occasion, he saw a woman dressed in early clothing. He said she walked past him. This culminated in his claim he was attacked by the shadows. The manager of the building also admitted to seeing quite a few paranormal events in the building. Police in one station house had an incredible experience. As they were booking a prisoner, there was a man in a cell watching them. They paid no attention to him, and when the paperwork was finished on the prisoner, they walked him past the man in the cell and he said nothing, only stared at them. Later on, one of the police was told to check on the staring prisoner to see if his paperwork was ready to transfer him. A policeman panicked when he saw the cell was empty and told his sergeant, who checked with everyone to see if they had released him, but no one had. They reviewed the video of the cells and were chilled to see as they walked past him, he blinked out of existence. The computer contained no record of him, and when they tried to copy the video, he didn't appear on it any longer.